And welcome. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Jerry Usher along with Debbie Georgiani here on EWTN Radio. Thanks for being with us here as we round out another week of broadcasts. And today we are going to be, asking you what your thoughts are on storing old memories. Photographs and other memories is our topic today. And we go back not that long, Debbie, and we had things like Polaroid pictures, and we had VHS tapes, reel-to-reel tapes, and things like that. But boy, technology has taken us a long way now. We all store our memories differently, but we want to hear from people about where and how they store their memories and how they actually access those and tap into them.
You may be one of those folks that store your memories on your cell phone, but here's the thing. Do you back up that cell phone? Because God forbid it goes down or crashes or something happens or you lose it or whatever, you damage it, there goes some of your memories unless it's backed up. So we're really kind of dependent on technology these days to make sure that our memories are safely stored. Here's the thing. Your memories, obviously, they're in your mind and they're in your heart forever. But it's awfully nice to have beautiful, tangible reminders of the loved ones we have in our lives, the beautiful different experiences we got to encounter. And it does shape, we like to talk about the tapestry of our life, which really unfolds as we build those memories. And we're building memories on Take Two, Jerry, every single day. We hear that from our listeners. They say, thank you so much. I feel like I'm walking with you and we're journeying to get together. That's building memories. And so we're talking about that today, how you store, how you keep your photographs, your memories. It's going to be an interesting show. It may seem a little kind of lighthearted, if you will, but I think it's going to have an interesting spiritual component. 1-800-585-9396. That's the number to dial to get on the show.
Yeah, and you know, we often hear it likened, you know, for example, when we have pictures of family members on bookshelves and on coffee tables and so forth. You know, that's very much like the saints, Debbie. We have, obviously, in our churches, we have statues of saints and pictures of them and so forth. They're our older brothers and sisters in the faith, and they have gone before us, and they serve as reminders and inspirations to us. And likewise, with family members, friends, events that we've been a part of, things like that. So, if you're somebody who, maybe you are old enough to remember photo albums and scrapbooks and things like that, do you still have those things? Do you get them out? Do you dust them off occasionally? Do you look through them? Do you share those memories, or are they just kind of stored up? And here's another thing too, Debbie. I'm probably like a lot of people. I take a lot of pictures with my phone and I never look at them or never even access them again. Yeah. I'm wondering if there are people listening right now who do that same thing. You know, you just take gazillions of pictures, you know, on your phone or your camera. Just because you can. You know, we can take unlimited pictures now, for example, on a phone, and we just think, well, someday I'm gonna want to access
download
that picture,
it.
I'm gonna download it, or I'm gonna send it to somebody, and then never really ever do anything with it. We have that ability now, so things have really changed a lot in the last few decades.
I was chuckling, Jerry, because you talked about photo albums. The photo albums I have, the actual ones that they look like books and they have the plastic pages. So many of the photographs or the edges of the photographs have turned yellow. You know, it's gotten old. It has that.
Right.
It's very interesting. But there's something beautiful about looking. See, I'm one of those people that love to go to libraries. I love the look and feel and smell of library books. I love that feeling of actually looking at photographs and holding them in your hand. And I don't know, there's something about it. I think there's a beauty in it. But Jerry, I'm one of those people that on plane rides, long plane rides, because you have to have your phone on airplane mode, I go through all of my photographs every single time. And I just sit there and I laugh and people are wondering what I'm looking at. And I'm looking at photographs, and you and I have taken some pretty fun photographs, some fun cell phone pictures. And it's kind of a fun thing to do when you have some time to kill, especially on an airplane. So we want to hear from you. Please weigh in on this because you drive the show at 1-800-585-9396, or you can text us, and it's so easy to do. You just text the letters EWTN to 55000, and you just, when you're prompted, put in your name and your question or comment or share your how you store your memories. And we'll put it into the discussion, and texting is a great way to do it. But just keep in mind, depending on your service plans, there might be some data rates that you may get dinged with.
Yeah. Let us know why it's important to you, if it is to have the memories of people and events and happenings and occurrences in your life. We all do it. It's just natural to human nature. But you know what's funny, Debbie, is I'm at my sister's house right now, but I'm thinking back to my house. I don't know that I have a single framed picture of anybody up anywhere in my house. I've got pictures up on my walls, but I don't know. I've never really been real big about putting pictures of me with people or family or anything
okay,
like that.
Okay, I'm going to send you one of you, me, and Marty, and I'm gonna frame it for you.
Okay.
So you have to put it up. So Marty and I, and we took a couple fun pictures when we were out in Palm Springs, remember, Jerry? I'll get those framed, and then you'll have to put it up. But people are going to wonder, though, why do you have a picture of Debbie and Marty?
All right. Well, we're underway here. Yeah, 800-585-9396. We all have sentiments and people that we want to remember and events and times and places, and technology has allowed us to do that in very, very different ways. How has that changed for you? 1-800-585-9396. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
We know you like listening to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio, but have you thought about bringing them to your next event? No matter what type of event you're hosting, parish mission, conference, or retreat, trust Jerry and Debbie to make it come alive. Begin the process today of taking your presentation to the next level of success. For information on booking Jerry and Debbie, visit take2show.com, click on the J&D logo.
Watch Raymond Arroyo, Father Mitch Pacwa, Mother Angelica, The Daily Mass, and EWTN Nightly News anywhere in the world for free. Cut the cord. Visit EWTNapps.com and start streaming today.
It's time for Family Man with Dr. Gregory Popchak.
What does it take to create a truly joyful family life? It might be easier than you think. Researchers at the University of Illinois found that families who made regular time for simple things like family dinners, a game night, family days, family prayer, and even working together on household chores were much happier and more stable than families that spent their time on other activities in their community and school. In fact, the families that made time for these simple rituals were less likely to have kids with school or emotional problems, or deal with promiscuity or drug and alcohol issues, and the parents had happier marriages and greater life satisfaction to boot. If you want to experience your family life as a gift, take time unwrapping that gift by investing in those simple activities of family life that enable you to get to know one another and stay connected to one another. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, but you can call me Family Man.
To discover more ways faith can enrich your life, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
This is Father Joseph Mary.
This is Dr. Ray Guarendi, host of The Doctor Is In.
Hello, this is Bishop Mike Siss from the Diocese of San Angelo, Texas. Thank you for listening to the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
We're so glad you're with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. You drive the show. We can't say it enough, because you make the show as beautiful as it is every single day because of your takes, your wisdom, your experiences, and the time that you take to share with us. Phone lines are completely jammed. That's great. So when a line becomes open, jump in quickly at 1-800-585-9396. Let's see how many calls we can get to so we can really make this a fun discussion. Kate, you are first up, very strong. You came in right as we started the show, listening to EWTN Radio in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, on the Lamb Radio. Hi, Kate. Welcome.
Hi. I love being first.
Oh, good.
Welcome, Kate. Happy Friday.
I am 67. My mother's 96. And of all things, we are getting her ready to move into assisted living sometime this year, and we are going through pictures, and we have a lot of pictures of my mother's parents, and I think we even found her grandparents, and I know I have my father's side, and so we've divided the pictures up between all nine of us. We have nine boxes, and they're 9 brothers and sisters. And then we have a box that they can choose their own pictures, and then we're going to get rid of the rest. But so that they can be passed down to the other generations. We have 5 generations alive right now. But wow. For my son, I had a son when I was 42, so he's 25, and I'm 67. We have very different views on how to save things, you know. His is all on his phone. I have some on my phone, too. But what I'm going to do is put my great-grandparents on my dad's side and my grandparents, because he never met them. My father died 28 years ago, and he's missed so many of the grandchildren that... So I'm making just a 3-ring binder with those pages that you can see through, and put the family pictures in that so he has some family history. And he's not going to have a lot of space. He's an actor and a singer professional, and he teaches school too. So he doesn't have a lot of space for framed pictures, Jerry. I understand.
Oh, good, good.
And so I'm going to put it in a 3-ring binder, and I think that'll be easy for both of us to accommodate and to hold on to those treasures, because I love history, and I love seeing the old pictures. He's not so much into history, but I want him to know what his heritage is and, you know, what his grandparents looked like when they were young and then when they died, when they were in their late 80s and 90s. So... I just think it's really wonderful, something wonderful that we can pass on to our children and need to. I think they need to know their heritage, whether they think they do or not.
I agree. And that's you actually point something out, Kate, that I think is very important. And that is, I wonder sometimes if as we move along and the younger generations really do realize the importance of holding on to family heritage and relationships and the you know, how important people were and really still are in our lives. And I'm not saying that they don't. I sometimes wonder about that. But I think it's beautiful, Kate, that you've got your mother, who you said is 96, and you are 67, and your son 25. And boy, I'll tell you, during the span of those 3 lifetimes, Debbie, so much has changed in what we're talking about today. I think this is a great example of our topic.
It is, so many generations. It's beautiful. And I agree with you, Kate, to have that history. You said your mom is 96. Can we have your mom's first name so we can enter her into our book? We love to pray for the living.
Wonderful. Yes, her name is Lorraine.
Lorraine, that's my sister's middle name. Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
That's her middle name. But she didn't like Margaret. So, and back when she was in school in the 20s and 30s, they often called their children by the middle name.
Oh, interesting.
Many people did.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay, so Margaret Lorraine is in the book. But I wanted to just make a comment that you were sharing about the pictures of your parents and grandparents and all the different generations. It always... I've often said this to my mom. I just don't understand it. When you go back to those pictures of your grandparents and great grandparents, they never smiled. They looked, there was never a smile. And I said to my mom, I go, what is up with that? How come, you know, nowadays, if you don't smile, nobody will take a picture. It's like you have to have the big cheese, you know?
Yeah.
And, but it's interesting. And my mother said one time, she says, we were never taught to smile, to take the picture.
Yeah. Yes, and to a certain extent, it was the cameras. Sometimes you had to hold still for a while.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, in the 1800s, then the early 19s, but you had to
true.
Hold still so you got a clear picture, not a smeary one.
Right.
And that's
very
part of
true.
It.
But it's fascinating. You learn so much about the different generations, the cultures that were happening at the day. And it's, I just think it's, I agree with you. I'm a history buff. So I love going back and looking at especially black and white pictures. It tells so much. Thank you, Kate. Thank you for being first up and being in so early. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Have a great day, Kate. Thanks for calling Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We're going to go over to Cleveland, and Marcy is next, listening to EWTN Radio on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Marcy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Debbie. Actually, as you can tell, in the car, but this particular topic really, really hit home with me. My husband passed away, it'll be 6 years ago, and I have all of his family pictures. I have all of my parents' family pictures that I have scanned most of them into my computer, but I don't know who most of these people are because the pictures are not labeled. So my thought, my saying is label the pictures.
Oh, Marcy, I couldn't agree with you more. I am so guilty of not labeling, and I'll tell you what, I have begged people who have been on trips with me, I'll show them a picture and I'll say, could you tell me where we were and what day it was?
Yes,
I am.
Absolutely.
You are right. But Marcy, we're so sorry for the loss of your husband, and can
oh,
we
no,
have...
No, could we no, please rejoice with me because he's with Jesus.
Okay,
amen.
We will.
Amen.
But can we add his name? Can we add his name in our book?
Absolutely. His baptismal name was Namar, but he went by Norm.
Norm.
Okay.
Norm. Thank
so,
you.
He died of leukemia, but he was ready. He was ready from the day he was diagnosed to go to God, and he did. So it was, you know, and like I said, but I have all these wonderful pictures, and I don't know who anybody is.
Oh,
wow.
My goodness. It's like a mystery.
Yeah. I mean, and some people you can kind of figure out who they are because of the similarities to people in your family, like the way they look.
Right.
But you're not sure if they're your great-grandparents' sisters and brothers or whatever, you know. So label is my thing. Is whether it's on the back of the picture or on a separate sheet of paper by numbering every picture, whatever. Just label it for the future generations.
Great advice.
Yeah, and I know there are programs like, Picasa, I'm thinking there are all kinds of programs, and even on phones, I think, they will ask you, the little thing will pop up, who is this? Or you can actually label pictures electronically as well sometimes.
Yes.
As well. So.
Yes, absolutely. So if you can do that, do it, because it'll help people down the road, people that you won't even, that you'll never even have an opportunity to know in your lifetime. It'll
That's
help
right.
them know who those people are.
That's right. Well, when you figure out the mystery in your photos, give us a clue how you did it, Marcy. Keep
okay,
me posted. You have a joyful spirit. Keep it up. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Marcy. All right, take two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN today. Photographs and other memories. They are precious to us, our loved ones, things that we have done, places we've gone, trips that we've taken. And we keep these memories, these keepsakes. Some of us still have the old photo albums, the scrapbooks. We have reel-to-reel tapes, VHS, and now electronically in our computers and in our phones and in the cloud as well. So how has this all kind of taken shape and evolved for you? Share your take on this at 1-800-585-9396. George Ann is next, listening in Warren, Ohio, on Living Bread Radio to EWTN Radio. Hi, George Ann. You're up next on Take Two. Welcome.
Thank you. And thank you for your show. I used to listen to Greg and Laura Popchak, and when they moved their show, I felt very bad, but I was so happy when it was replaced with you guys, because now I got to know you, too.
Oh, bless you, Georgia.
Thank you.
And I also offer my sympathies to you, Jerry, for the loss of your sister.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We have four beautiful great-grandchildren. One of them has a very rare blood disease. She was born with it. She does not make red blood cells. To look at this child, you would have no idea that anything's wrong with her because she's beautiful, she's vibrant, she's active, but it's very serious. She's probably going to have a bone marrow transplant soon. Mm. And I take a zillion pictures of all of the great-grandkids, and we don't know what will happen with her, so I want as many pictures. I cannot have too many pictures of these children because they're so precious to us. And if you would, I'd like to add her to your prayer book.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Her first name?
Her first name is Layton. It rhymes with Peyton, like with an L.
Okay. Layton. We've got
it. But hard copies are my favorite. My pictures are in boxes. My sisters are very organized. Theirs are in albums. My husband has threatened to burn mine so many times if I don't put them in albums. But so far, they've never made it into the fireplace. But thank you again for your show, and it moves me every day.
Oh, bless your heart. And just so we share something in common, my pictures, I have a few in albums, but most are in boxes. They're decorative boxes. So you might want to maybe.
God made boxes.
That's right. That's right. God bless you. And we'll be praying for your great granddaughter, all your great grandchildren, but especially Leighton. Okay.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, Georgianne. Yeah, and that calls to mind something else, Debbie, too. And we see this when, we store so much on computers and phones and in the cloud and so forth. I think sometimes we don't really maybe give enough thought to the fact that in an instant those could all be gone. Mm-hmm. And, we don't have maybe the hard copy of the photos and things like that like we used to, you know. Mm-hmm. We don't have boxes. We're not accumulating new boxes of photos, I guess is what I should say in most cases, many of us anyway.
Right, right. Well, look at what that Jill texted in. This is so sad, Jill, but it has a happy ending. Jill texted in. She said, "My cousin had a house fire, lost all her photos. Her parents and children's photos were gone. She lost wedding photos. The family got together and gave her photos that we had of, see, I'm going to cry, that we had of her children and of her wedding. She cried because the family helped replace the memories."
So that's beautiful.
It's important. I've often said that, Jerry, when you're at an event, how many times have I told you, Jerry, when we're at an event and I'll be taking pictures, I'll say, Jerry, snap some too. I do that on purpose in case one of us doesn't have it, the other one will have it, you know? It is important to have multiple shots of different events. So that's a beautiful, beautiful story. And we're sorry, Jill, that your cousin had that house fire. That's tragic. I've often said, oh my goodness, you know, we did a show on that, Jerry. What would you grab if you only had minutes, you know, to get out of the house? And that's tough.
Yeah, it is. Okay, back to your calls. Diane in Rochester, New York, listening to EWTN Radio on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Diane. We welcome you to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie today. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good.
So, go
ahead.
I just wanted to suggest that as long as our parents are alive, that we have events where we have the different generations get together and share the photos, because a lot of times we're losing the stories, but photos will prompt their memories. Like my elderly parents, all they had, because they grew up on a farm, they only had a few photos growing up, and one time I got them to bring them out at Christmas, and the stories that came out, because my mother was there with her two brothers, and suddenly they started sharing stories of their childhood that we had never heard before. And so it turned out that it was a great idea. And in fact, what we decided to do then with our phones, we took photos, we took snapshots with our phone of these old photos, so that now we have these photos, and like the grandchildren, they're not going to have these old black and white prints, but now they're on their phones now.
Oh,
so
cool.
So it turns out that, you know, the idea of photos is to save the stories behind them. At the same time, you know, I declutter people's homes for a living, and what I found is when you have an overwhelming number of photos, it becomes so intimidating that people are kind of afraid to go into them. It's like the old wedding proof that you used to get when you got married, and there was a big album that was 5 inches thick of all the photos. Mm-hmm. I suggest that, you know, people start going through their photos and getting rid of the duplicates or the great sunset photos and things like that, and
right,
kind of trim them down to be, you know, desirable for people they actually want to look at.
Well, Diane, if I heard you correctly, did you say you took pictures of the black and white photos from your phone? Is that what you did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that is brilliant. Yes,
yeah,
go ahead.
And there's also some programs out there in the app stores that will actually allow you to scan photos with your phone, and they turn into photos.
That is brilliant. Diane, you hear the music. Hold on with us. We want to make a couple comments about what you have to share, because I think it has great wisdom behind it, and it could help all of us. So this is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We're talking about how to use store your memories. You can join us at 1-800-585-9396.
It's new. It's Catholic. It's live from our studios at Christ Cathedral. Call Me Catholic with Peggy Normandin. A full hour of talk, interviews, and commentary on faith. Celebrating, exploring, and restoring our Catholic identity in a modern world. Call Me Catholic every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
If you're having connection or buffering problems, check your internet connection speed. Slow connect speeds and old dial-up modems may cause the EWTN stream to never play or to constantly buffer. High-speed internet will cure this problem.
When I was in college, I ended up having a lot of questions about my faith, and I ended up leaving the church. After a series of personal tragedies, I really felt a need to come home to a church, and that's when I came back to the Catholic Church. I never realized before that we get, at every Mass, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Psalms, and the Gospel. I never realized before it's all biblically based. The Catholic Church is based on the Bible. This is the church that Christ started, and we practice all the sacraments as He gave them to us, and I think that's important. I love getting up and going to church. I love going to Mass. I feel like I get to go to Mass, not like I have to go to Mass. The joy, I have joy in my spirit, I have a lightness in my spirit that I haven't had before. I love the Catholic Church with all my heart, and I can't imagine my life without it. My life is totally different now.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
This is John Martinoni, host of Open Line Monday.
Hello, this is Archbishop Charles J. Chaput, the Archbishop of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
This is Jerry Usher, co-host of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Thanks for listening to the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
We're glad you're with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Thanks for your a little bit of your time here on this Friday as we talk about the memories, the sentiments that we keep, the stories that we tell, the stories that are attached to the photos and the movies and the videos and all of this that we have stored over the years. We're talking with Diane, who is in Rochester, New York. And Diane, as you were talking, I was inspired by what you said. You know that just to be able to tell the stories, and I think it's important both for the younger generations to know our history, their history, where they're from, their family of origin, and who it is that they are descended from. But also, Debbie and Diane, I'd love either of your thoughts on this. I think it's important for those who are older, maybe grandparents, great-grandparents, to be able to still feel a part of the family. Sometimes they might feel like they're a little bit on the periphery or whatever. They're not as active as they could have been. They're not maybe not able to be as involved in all of the family affairs and events and activities that the younger people, you know, are part of. So I think to be able to continue to include them and for them to be able to share who they are and what their life was like, I just think it helps keep them a part of it and helps keep them connected.
Well, and it makes them come alive. Diane, when my mom talks about past memories, her face lights up. It's like she goes back in time and she's reliving it, and it's exciting. Is that the same experience you've had?
Yeah. In fact, one of my favorite questions to ask them is about dating when they were young. Because in those days, I mean, kids today, they seem to, you know, find a partner really quickly, and then it goes for a few months. And in the old days, my mother would say she would go to dances, and there'd be one guy, and her brothers wouldn't like him, and they'd shake their head no. And I mean, all these stories about dating, I mean, you know, their grandchildren are sitting there with their mouths open. They, you know, they just can't picture their grandmother going to these dances, and all these guys are asking her to dance, and her brothers are there, you know, vetting them as they're dancing. And I mean, she's talking about wearing her fancy dress and, you know, burning her hair with the you know, they had something called a curling iron, you know, that you put on the stove to heat up. I mean, all these stories. And you know, they normally just see, you know, their grandmother being 87 and knitting and, you know, knitting in the corner of the living room. And they never pictured her being young like that. So I think it's a thrill for them to see what their grandparents were like at their ages.
Well, and if you look at what's happening nowadays, it's so retro. Everybody's going back to the styles that were back in the day. And it's interesting you say that, Diane, because I agree with you. There's a picture of my mom in a black silk dress. She was real tiny, and she had spike heels and bright red lipstick, and she had a cigarette in her hand. Back in the day, they used to smoke. And it was hilarious. Sure. When we all saw the picture, we were like, "Mom, you smoked?" And she's like, "Well, they didn't have those warnings that they were bad back then." And it was, you know, it's really kind of interesting. I agree with you. It's pretty fascinating, actually.
Yes. And, you know, at my father's 90th birthday 2 years ago, he actually has 6 living siblings, and 5 of them were able to come to his birthday party. And his sister brought the photo from their first communion. And
oh boy.
In those days, there was 10 kids in their family. They were half the school because they lived on a rural farm.
Wow.
And she brought this photo. It was the only photo I had ever seen of my father as a child because, you know, he was the middle child of 10 children.
Wow.
So, you know how it is. The middle kids never get any photos. And I was just overwhelmed, and I took a picture of that because my aunt said, "Oh, I meant to give everybody a copy of it, and I never got to the store to make a photo." I said, "Aunt Helen, don't worry about it. I used my phone. I took a close-up photo. I immediately posted it on Facebook, and with an hour, cousins of mine in Texas had never seen the photo either, and their mother was one of the children in that photo."
Oh,
and they were like,
wow.
"I never saw my mother as a child in the photo." And I said, "Yeah." And I mean, all my cousins were scattered all over the U.S. were looking at that photo. I mean, I was so thrilled to have that. And nowadays, you could easily take the photo on your phone to a supermarket or drugstore and get copies made of it if you want to frame that.
Right. That's great ideas. I love it. But you know, we really love, Diane, before we let you go, you said you're into your business is decluttering.
Yes.
Jerry, there you go. Talk to Diane.
I know. I need to hire you, Diane, to come to my house.
I do. And I have a very spiritual component about it because I always use the lilies of the field as my biblical reference. You know, why worry? What do we have to eat? What do we wear? You know, the Lord God will take care of us because people are afraid to let go of things. But that could be a topic for another day, let me tell you. But
we actually have that on the list.
Yeah,
we have that on the list, Diane, purging. So you have to listen up because you'll have to call in again on that and give us some more tips.
I certainly will. I'd be happy to.
Okay. That's a
deal. All right, great. Thanks, Diane. Have a very blessed day there in Rochester and a good weekend as well. 1-800-585-9396. What do you do with your old memories? How do you have them stored? Do you still have scrapbooks, some of the yellowing edges on the pictures, photo albums? Is everything in the cloud right now? Or do you have everything backed up? And how do you share these with family and friends and keep those stories alive? We're going to talk next with Amy in Ohio, listening to EWTN Radio on Annunciation Radio. Hi, Amy. Welcome to Take Two.
Yes. How I store my photos is because I'm really bad with my cell phone, and I take my cell phone pictures of my nephews and my family all the time, but then I do silly things like, in the process of moving, put my phone on top of my car and drive off, and there goes all my hundreds of photos.
Oh.
Or I'll switch companies, and then I can't access the cloud or things like that. So what I've decided to do, and so far it's been working, is I have an external hard drive, which I picked up at, you know, you can get it just about anywhere. And just as soon as I get home from wherever I am, I go ahead and drop all of my photos onto my external hard drive. And I've even backed up all my hard copy photos from from when I was little before cell phones were available. I put them all scan them in the computer, put them on digital format, and put them all onto the external hard drive. And the point behind that is that I can carry it with me. So I can I carry it with me so I can drop it anytime I need to. All I have to do is connect to a computer. Or you can get like little in-between gadgets that kind of go in between both devices, your phone and your external hard drive.
Sure, sure.
And you can drop it that way. And the idea behind it is like if I'm, you know, away from my home and there's a fire, I probably have my hard drive with me. because I travel a lot. And actually, I'm from Texas. I'm currently in Ohio right now, and that's where I'm calling from. And then, like, in case of a fire or anything like that, all I have to do is grab my hard drive and my cell phone, and then I've got my entire life of photos on my hard drive. And it stays up to date because it updates, you know, as technology updates. And
sure.
Then when I get to the point where mine's starting to become obsolete, I'll just move all my photos to the next updated version of the device.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I do that, too. I've got an external hard drive for so many things. And do you I'm kind of curious, Amy, do you have hard copies of photos? Do you print them out? Do you like to frame them and, you know,
not
put them up around?
Not typically, because I'm so mobile. I travel for my job, and so I'm always all over the country. And so framing them just doesn't, I won't ever see them if I frame them.
Right.
See, that's interesting. That's
time in my house.
Right, but that's probably, Jerry, that's probably why you don't have a lot of framed pictures in your home, because you travel all the time. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, there you go, Amy. We just figured that one out.
And but, actually, it worked out to my benefit. This last travel job I had, because I was over Kentucky, and my birth mother was in Virginia, and I just so happened to find out she was in Virginia, so I drove over there, and I had my entire life on a hard drive, and I could show her.
Oh,
all I did was plug up, and she got to see all my childhood photos.
Oh, wow. I got goosebumps when you said that. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Forgive me for my ignorance. When you're saying it's a hard drive, is that like a little jump drive, Jerry? Is that what that is?
Well, no, they can be bigger than that. How big is yours, Amy? I have one that's
a little bigger. Well, probably about the size of, oh gosh, let me think. About the size of one of those note devices. Not bigger than a cell phone, but not as big as a tablet. Kind of like the bigger version of a cell phone.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize that's what, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you could put stuff on a flash drive as well, a little thumb drive, but these, Debbie, are typically,
yeah.
I mean, mine's
well, the
probably about
thumb
an inch thick.
Is that they only go up to 128 gigs.
Right,
but
yeah.
The hard drive can go up to 2 terabytes, and so I have a terabyte hard drive. And so I don't think I can take near that. I don't know. I'm pretty good at taking photos. I take a lot of photos.
That would be a lot of photos to fill that, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I filled up my nephews and I guess photos from my wedding and things like that. I filled up a 64 gig in 8 years.
Wow.
Of photos.
That's a lot of memories.
Yeah, I am always snapping pictures. And
that's good, though.
And I've gotten a bigger camera, so now my photos are much bigger, too. So, that's part of it.
Well, thanks, Amy. Thanks for imparting all that wisdom. I'm going to go out and get a external hard drive. Hope I get a good deal on one. Are they expensive, Jerry?
No, you can get them for, probably $59, $79, something like that.
Oh, wow.
Come down. Like everything else,
Like everything else has come down. Yeah. Thanks, Amy. God
Thanks,
bless
Amy.
You.
Thanks, Amy. Appreciate that.
Have a beautiful rest of your day. Okay, so Ione, you are calling from South Dakota, and you're listening to the Lamb Radio. Did I pronounce your name correctly, I pray?
Yes, you did. It's Ione, and people can't remember my name. I just say, well, I own my purse.
Oh.
And then they remember my name.
I love
never,
it.
They'll never forget it after that.
No, they don't. They just always remember it and so forth. But what I've done many years ago, my dad was a great historian as far as telling stories about our family, our ancestors. And one of my niece, our first cousins had made a comment, Ione, you have to get this copied so that the rest of us can have this also. So back in 76, I guess I enjoyed genealogy and I did the family tree because my grandmother lived in the house with us. And so I heard a lot of history and so forth. And I knew all of our relatives. So I took this opportunity then and sat down with my dad, who was born in 01, and got history from him. And then between him and my aunt, I had black and white photos, and I made a history book. And each of the first cousins, at a very cheap rate, I didn't do a hardbound or anything like that. It was just loose leaf sheets. And then I sold it to everybody for a little bit for to pay for my expenses and so forth, basically. But all of my first cousins, and there are 52 of us in all, and most of them anyway, have that history book. And so they have the pictures with them. And then I also had a, we do an update every 4 years since then of our family tree, and we have a family reunion. And all I do is I send a letter to each of in the past, it was the aunts. And now I do it to one sibling of each family, and we get together and we have a family reunion every 4 years. I simply line up the place. And it's potluck. If you want to drink something, you bring your own drinks. I don't do anything. And then I share the family tree information, and people bring pictures. And this last time, every family brought a picture of their parents' wedding, their wedding picture, and, of course, black and white. And one of my relatives' daughter is very good with computers. She teaches computers and so forth. So she took a picture of each of these wedding pictures and then, so every, with her phone, and then put it on this printout thing and so forth. So everybody has a copy of that. So that is,
wow.
And my own personal pictures, I do make photo albums. I am 70, and my six children, weddings and everything, and not every single picture, whatever, that you could possibly take. But I put it into the photo albums, and the grandkids love to just sit there and look at the pictures and chuckle at each other and so forth.
Well, Ione, you know what you are doing is you are almost single-handedly. I mean, I know you're getting a lot of help from your family members and so forth, but you're on your initiative, you are creating, just you are keeping your entire family legacy alive in the minds and hearts of so many of your siblings and your all of your extended family and so forth. I think it's absolutely fantastic, and they are all going to be really all the better for it. I just think, Debbie, this is really something that I know. You know, I could probably do a whole lot better at, you know, in knowing my family history and really celebrating that.
Well, I think it's just amazing, Ione, that you you put so much time and effort, you put your heart into it, and it sounds like your family appreciates it. I think that's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. I agree with Jerry. You're keeping that family legacy alive, and I think it's a beautiful thing. It inspires us. It makes me want to pull the boxes down off the closet's shelf and start, you know, making sense out of all of them. So thank you for that today. You really helped us, and we appreciate it.
I just wanted to mention this. One lady had said her husband passed away, and she has all these photos. Simply plan a family reunion. Do like I do. It's going to be at such and such a location. If you know any relatives, I mean, if she doesn't know them all or something, just do one family at a time and put in there, bring your photos to share. And
oh,
all you
brilliant.
Have to do is collect a little bit of money to pay the rental of the location. Other than that,
right.
It's, you know, whatever. And that way, because I know we do that, people will come with pictures and say, do you know who this person is? And they'll maybe have it in a plastic photo keeper or something and then walk away, or else somebody will be walking around with the picture talking to all the older members there, for starters, and so forth.
Yeah, but that's beautiful.
You can find out a lot of names that way.
Awesome, Ione. Thank you so much. And we'll never forget your name, and we hope that we see your name come through again, that you'll call Take Two with Jerry and Debbie another time. Thank you for being with us on the program. I was just reminded, Debbie, one year for Christmas, our mother, God rest her soul, she passed away a couple years ago. She went through must have had boxes and boxes of pictures, because for all five of her children for Christmas, and this is probably about 30 years ago, she gave us each a very, very thick, about a 3-inch thick photo album that had all the chronological photos from when we were infants all the way up until that point in our lives. And I would have been about 20 something years old. And it was just absolutely an amazing gift because it was chronological. And there were hundreds of photos in each one of them that she took great pains. She must have been working on those for months to put those
right
together.
Did she have them all correct? Like, because you have so many boys, you didn't like look at a photo and say, wait a minute, that's not me, that's John or Joe or Jim.
As far as I know, at least in mine, they were all me.
They're all you, okay.
Yeah.
That's really wonderful that she did that. Talk about taking a lot of dedicated time to do that. What a special gift. So you have that photo album then?
I do, yes.
Oh, wow. How beautiful is that? Well, you're right. You see, this is really helping all of us. I think it's telling all of us to make that time because it is precious. Okay, Diane, you have been waiting so patiently. You got our virtual patience award today, and you're listening to EWTN Radio Fort Collins in Fort Collins, Colorado on Denver Catholic Radio. Hi, Diane. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, thank you very much. I wanted to make a couple of comments about some of the other callers. I am a CNA, and one of the things that we find, especially when someone is moving into a long-term facility out of where they're familiar with, it's really important to have old pictures for them, especially if, they're starting to suffer from memory loss or anything like that. Also, it does help. I know there were some people that were talking about, and you all were talking about it being helpful to look at old pictures and talk about them. So when you move someone into a long-term care facility, it really is helpful for them to have these old memories and things like that in their rooms with them. And it's simple because it doesn't take up a lot of space. You just put them on their walls, and it makes it fantastic for them because they have that familiar thing around them.
Well, Diane, I'm excited because I did that with my mom. She's got her mother's pictures, my uncle, the priest, she's staring at probably right now. She's got a picture, of course, me and Marty, of course, because we have to have, and my other siblings. And yeah, so I agree. And it does help because it does that beautiful reminder, I think, is very, first of all, it's very peaceful and it brings joy to their heart and it triggers their memory, which I think is great. But go ahead, Diane.
Definitely, definitely. Also, I was going to say, I enjoy looking at their pictures when I would go in their rooms, and, it could start a conversation and help you to kind of get to know the resident or the person who, is rooming with the resident, and that sort of thing. The other thing was that there was another caller who had said that she wasn't sure who people were in pictures, and so they should mark pictures, which I think is, that's something my mom always told me to do. But maybe if she went on Facebook and like some of the other people were talking about taking pictures of pictures, and if she posted that, then maybe if she can't do a family reunion with her husband's family, then that might be a way also for her to find people and say, oh, I remember this person because that's happened with our family. We have a very large family. So we're like, oh, gosh, we found a cousin, I guess, that looks like my sister, and we're like, oh my gosh, they could practically be twins. But it was like a second or third cousin on my father's side or something that looked so much like my sister. So that was kind of crazy. But another comment I wanted to make was that I have a weight problem, and I am very self-conscious about that. So I have I don't want pictures of myself taken. And, realizing that was such a terrible pride issue and that I was essentially, being unfair to my children by not taking pictures with them and having pictures of me taken, that I'm kind of taking something away from them to have memories of me. So recently I've started allowing myself to be photographed so that they have something that they can remember because they'll remember me as that person. Even if I, hopefully I'm able to lose weight, that's who I am to them at this point.
Well, and Diane, just real quickly, I just want to say, because we're getting ready to close the show, but I wanted to just say this because you said you said it yourself. You said, I have a weight problem. I just want to encourage you to maybe shift that word and take the word problem out of your vocabulary. You may have a weight challenge. It may be a weight, whatever, but when you label it a problem, then it always is a problem. So I just want to encourage you to really try to shift that a little bit, because it could really help with, because I have an eating problem. I love Italian food. I could eat it morning, noon, and night. I don't call it that. If you would do that, I'll take on the challenge with you, and we'll call it that. Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you again for taking my call.
Absolutely. You're wonderful.
Yeah, and Diane, I would just add, yeah, I think your perspective is right. You know, the kids are going to look at those pictures, and that's you are who you are to them. And they're just going to look with great love, and they're going to want those memories. So, yeah, we certainly encourage you, and we thank you for sharing that with us here on the program today. We really do appreciate that. We're going to have time to fit in at least Stuart, hopefully maybe another call after that. But Stuart is listening to EWTN Radio on Redeemer Radio in Fort Wayne. Hi, Stuart. Welcome.
Hi, Jerry. First of all, thanks for taking my call. And
sure.
Condolences for your the loss of your sister.
Thank you.
The loss of a sibling is always hard, I know. I yes. lost both of my brother and my sister when I was very young. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but as far as memories go, Mom gathered a lot of pictures that she kept stored in a box, and I think she always intended to scrapbook them or whatever. We've got a few framed pictures. Actually, I'm sitting near a framed picture of my sister right now, but. And I've got some on my computer. But one of the things I did before my mom died was I listened to all of her stories, and I wrote her stories down. She had always these wonderful stories of when she was young and everything, and growing up and her faith journey and everything. She came into the church at the age of 16 and everything. So one of my things that I might suggest for people is chronicle those stories, those family stories. Chronicle them, you know, for future generations, for people to read, you know, because, you know, like I'm not married yet, so I don't have any kids. But if when I do have kids, I'll be able to pass on. This was your grandmother's story, and you know, I'm thinking of chronicling my own memories, you know, as well, you know, from my dad and everything. You know, he passed away when I was 7, so and my siblings and everything, just chronicle if you can
chronicle the stories. Yeah. Yes.
If you can,
right. And just sorry, Stuart, you can hear the music. It's the end of the show. But Martin in Houston, Amy in Ohio, and Tammy in Iowa, keep the conversation going, and the others at EWTN Catholic Radio Facebook page. Or you can email us, take2@EWTN.com. But we got a lot of great wisdom today on this show. So make sure you maybe replay it for your family and friends so that they can jump on board and make those memories just a beautiful reality. Jerry?
Yeah, great stuff. Thank you all so much. Thanks for the prayers. We're going to lay my sister Mary to rest next Wednesday, the funeral. So thank you so much, and know that you are all in my, I'm offering prayers and everything for you, because you are so fantastic to have supported us this way. So thank you so much, Debbie. Until Monday,
have a beautiful and blessed weekend. We'll see you real soon.